you say? You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is our Kingdom Sound broadcast. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. I just appreciate you tuning in every Monday through Friday right here, WWBC, 6 p.m. weeknights. We give God all the praise and all the honor just to have this platform to share the good news of the gospel. Amen. We love you and appreciate all of our listeners. I want to give a shout out to our leaders, our pastors, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson, great man and woman of God at Victory. Our church address, we're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, 32935. Come and visit us. Come and visit us. We would love to have you join us at one of our weekday services. We meet weekly, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Come as a visitor, but you will leave as family. You're going to leave knowing that Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. Jesus Christ has a plan, a redemptive plan for your life. And so today, Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would increase and I would decrease, that you would have your way. Open up the ears of our listeners on today. Let our ears be open. Let us receive the truth of your word. Let it cause us to come up higher in you. We pray and we ask, Father, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Today we're talking about from the Word of God. We're going to look in Psalms 107, but we have other scriptures. But I want to talk from this point today. I want to remind the believers, and I want to even remind those that are not saved yet, God wants to heal you. God sent his word to heal us. God is a God of healing. I want this to resonate. I want this to resonate. I don't want you to stutter, and I want you to know that God didn't stutter. God sent his word to heal you today. God sent his word to heal me today. God's word is Jesus. God's word is Jesus. God sent Jesus to heal us today. If we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, healing is our benefit. It's in the package. Many times when in the natural, we start a new job, after so many days, sometimes now day one as an incentive, you get your benefits. There's so many benefits. Sometimes there's a big packet to read and you have to read. You have to make choices. Do you want this type of health care plan? Do you want a HMO? Do you want a PPO? Do you want an eyeglass coverage? Do you want dental coverage? Do you want a mental health coverage? There's so many options, but they're available to you. And in the name of Jesus today, I want to say to you and I, God wants to heal his people. Healing is in the benefits package of the saints. Christ came, God sent his son Jesus, and he sent him to save us, to redeem us, but he did not stop there. I love it about the Lord. The Lord is comprehensive. God wants the total man healed. Spirit, soul, body, your benefit package through the Lord is a comprehensive package. God did not leave anything out. Can I say that again? God did not leave anything out of his plan of salvation for mankind. God is thorough. If we look at nature, if we look at Genesis 1, we see how God strategically created the heavens and the earth. And when you look at that plan of what God did day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, and then he rested because he had completed his work. Listen, look at the thoroughness of God. Look at the strategy of God, how strategic he is, how comprehensive he is, how there was nothing left lacking or missing. But the whole plan of heaven, creating the heavens and the earth, is still sustained, and that plan is in motion, and the orbits are in motion, and the sun is in motion. Everything is still doing what and as God commanded. He's a thorough God. So now when we talk about man, when God set into motion from before time began, from before time was known, God set in motion that man, a strategic plan. Sometimes in businesses, they talk about updating the strategic plan. The strategic plan of God, I praise God, it don't have to be updated. When he sets his plan in motion, it's good forever. It's eternal. So the plan of God for man, that he would send his only begotten son, John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave to mankind, humanity, his only begotten son. And through the plan of Christ, the plan of God for Christ to redeem us, a sinless son born of a virgin to redeem us. In that plan, it was salvation, the saving of our souls, the deliverance from destruction and hell, the healing of our bodies, the healing of our minds, the healing of what's broken, the healing of trauma. God sent his word to heal us today. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to talk about this some more, because we've got to know and believe that God's word is true in the area of healing. We've got to know and believe and walk with assurance and not stumble and not stutter when it comes to healing. The enemy has had a field day by causing us to believe the word that God can save me, causing us to believe the gifts of the Spirit, that God can use me, that spiritual things, the spiritual realm, we can operate in it. But when it comes to healing, the enemy has tried to cause us to stumble in our faith, cause us to stutter in our words. But I pray today that the Holy Spirit is moving upon this word of God like an electricity. Something is sparking in you. Something is sparking in me. Something that's dormant is coming alive. Some of the scales are falling off our eyes. Some of the wax is coming out of our ears. Yes, God want to heal us. Yes, God want us to be healed and delivered and set free. Let me read the scriptures in the name of Jesus. The first scripture I wanted to read is Psalm 107. And I'm going to verse 20. And it reads, and he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That scripture had come to my mind. I was thinking about healing, and the Bible has so many verses and scriptures that talk about healing, but this one came to my mind, and so I just want to talk on it a little bit today. And God sent his word and healed you. And God sent his word and healed me. And God delivered me. And God delivered you. He delivered them, us, from their destructions, from their distress. He sent his word and he healed them. That's what the word of God is sure. The word of God stands firm forever. God sent his word. Jesus is the word of God made flesh. God sent Jesus to heal us out of everything. Nothing is excluded. Sometimes in life, you go to the store, there's a sale, and they say, all of these are 75% off, excluding this. But with God, he did not exclude. He sent Christ that we might be saved and that we might be healed too. I am saved and I am healed. God sent his word to heal me. God sent his word, Jesus, to heal me. Jesus did not endure that I would not use the benefits. Jesus is my benefit card. He did not endure all that he endured going to the cross for mankind. He did not go through it for us to have him in our wallet and not use him. I want every benefit of God for my life. I want to live in the realms of, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, all things are possible. For at the name of Jesus, every name must bow. I want to live in this realm, and the Lord wants us to live in this realm. Let me read a couple more scriptures and let's continue. But if we don't take anything from this teaching today, know for an assurance, let it sink down in your spirit. Let it sink down in the core of your being. I don't care what has been diagnosed. I don't care what has been said. God sent his word to heal you. He sent his word. He sent Jesus to heal you. With Jesus' stripes, we were healed. My healing is complete. My healing is done. Let me read the scriptures. I love the Lord today. I love how he takes care of us. He's a good God. He's a good father. He's a thorough God. He's a God that is thinking about legacy, eternal legacy. So he's put in place whatever we need that his children, he's a good father, a father that plans ahead so that all the generations of his legacy will be successful, will walk in victory, will overcome. He's that type of God to the last minute details. He's already got it. It's there. If we were to bring up anything to him, he'd say, it's right there. Read the book. Read the benefit package. It's in the 66 books, the answers, the solution. Grab hold of the word of God today by faith and tenacity, and don't let the word go. If the word of the Lord declares that healing is for me, that healing is mine, I have it. I possess it. It's mine. I want it. I live it. I'm claiming it. I'm standing on it. If I have to take and tear out the pages of my Bible and pin it to my garments to remind me to believe the word, if I have to tear out the pages of my Bible and stick it in my shoes to remind me, stand on his word, stand on his word, stand on his word, be relentless, have bulldog faith and don't let go, be tenacious, I will do it. Because the word of the Lord stands sure forever. The word of the Lord is elevated over any other word. The word of the Lord is elevated over any other name, anything that can be named over the scriptures. Okay, let me read. I love the Lord today. I thank him today. Jeremiah, really quick, 17 and 14. Jeremiah 17 and 14. The scripture says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed." Grab hold of it today. A reminder from the Lord. Doesn't matter what you're facing. Doesn't matter what they said. Because the word of the Lord supersedes they. The word of the Lord supersedes the report, the bad report, the doctor's report, the doctor's diagnosis, the doctor's prognosis. The word of the Lord, "Heal me, O Lord." There's time. It's time that we cry out. That we cry out, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Thou art my praise. Heal me, O Lord. Save me, O Lord. Thou art my praise." We can praise him. We can praise him. My praises, they're for you alone, because you're the God that heals me. God tells us in the word, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." I am the Lord. God does not have a stuttering problem. God does not have a stuttering problem. We can take his word to the bank. We can take his word and we can cash it. The checks he writes are good. God don't write bounce checks. He sent his word and he healed us. We were already healed when Christ went to the cross, when Christ was beaten, scourged, flogged, when they pressed the crown of thorns on his head, when they pierced him in his side and out came blood and water, when he went through and he bore those 39 stripes on his back for you and I, for our sins, for our healing, for everything. Everything in the comprehensive plan of God that we would ever need, Christ endured it so that we would come out victorious, that it would be a part of the benefit package of God. When Christ did that for us, and he was buried, and he rose again, and he resurrected with all power. Let me say that clearly. A-L-L, power. All power. All power. All power in his hands. All power. Power over hell, death, the enemy. He rose victorious and he ascended and he went back to the Father. And he presented to the Father the finished work that he'd done. The assignment was finished. The Father stamped it, finished, approved, done. I was healed then. I was healed then. I was healed when Christ successfully finished the work. And so, the disconnect, the gap is, I must now walk out what the word tells me is mine. If my name is on the title deed, it's mine. And legally, it's mine. God has placed our name on the benefit title deed. It's yours. And I, in the natural, my God, it would be a fight if somebody tried to come and take your home. Your name is on the deed. Your name is on the title of your car. It will be a fight. It will be a wrestle in the natural and in the court system. And so why are we stepping back in the spirit when we know what God has said, when we know the word and we can quote the word and we can declare the word? But we've got to stand on the word. God, we've got to stand on it and not back down. We must be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We must be like Daniel in the lion's den. I'm not backing off of God's word. I'm not backing off God's promises. They stood firm in the face of it. They did not back down. They stood firm. They said, "We don't know if we're coming out of this thing alive or not, but we know our God is able." I want to remind you today, God is able. It's his will. It will never not be his will to heal, to deliver, and set free. And I say that knowing that everyone is not healed on the earth. But God's desire is that we are healed. His desire is that all of mankind is healed. And even in Jesus' ministry, the scripture tells us that he healed all that had sickness, all that had diseases, all that had whatever they had, plagues, palsies, healed them of demonic possession. It's God's will to heal. It's God's will. It's always his will to heal. Will we partner with him? The lack is not in God. Sometimes the devil wants to cause us to blame God. Always the accuser of God. Always the accuser of the brethren. He want to cause us to blame God. Grandma so-and-so, she did not receive healing in the earth. Did God want to heal Grandma? Yes, he did. We don't know all the reasons why a person is not healed. That's not my business. But my business is cash in my benefits. My business is believe the word of God. Elevate the truth of the word above every other voice. My business is to stand on the word of God and don't relent. Don't take down and don't back down and don't give up. The word, my business is to keep the word of God in my mouth, to declare it and to release it into the earth, to release it in this atmosphere. My business is to echo what heaven is saying. My business, and what heaven is saying is what God has given us the blueprint in the scriptures. My business is to believe the report and the word of the Lord. I've got 66 books of his report. Sometimes the report of the doctor might be 5-6 pages, but I've got 66 books of the report of the Lord. I shall believe the report of the Lord. I shall believe the report of the Lord. I shall stand on this word, just like Daniel in the lion's den, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with the fire turned up 7 times higher. Sometimes we're in situations right now, the fire is turned up. But the fire is not to kill me, it's to purify me. The fire is not to destroy me, it's to purify me. It's that I'll come out on the other side as pure gold. It's that God can get the dross out of my life, out of my soul, out of my being. God can burn up those things that are toxic to my success, my walk, my victory, my walk as a believer. God can burn those things up. So when we're facing trials, fiery trials, trials where it's God has allowed it to be turned up, he's still with me in the fire. He, just like we saw Christ, they saw one as the Son of God in the fire. He's with us in the fire. Don't be afraid of the fire. God is with us in the fire, and God knows how to bring us out of the fire, just like he brought the Hebrew boys out. Their clothes was not singed. There was no smell of smoke. God knows what he's doing. I want to say really quickly in this space, God is sovereign. Believe the word of the Lord today. God is sovereign. God has all power in his hands. He is sovereign. We don't know the details, and sometimes that makes us nervous, that makes us uncomfortable. But I declare, beloved, let us trust God today. Let us trust God on this topic of healing. Let us trust God for healing for ourselves, for healing for our children, for healing for our circle of influence, for healing for our relatives, for healing for our coworkers. Let us believe and know that God has not stopped being Jehovah Rapha. He is still out of the character and nature of God is that of a healer. Let us not stop believing him. Let us hold fast to our confession of faith. I wanted to read Isaiah 53:5. Let me see if I have a second to read it. Isaiah 53:5. And it reads, "But he, Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. He was beaten and so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. I'm claiming it today. I'm standing on it today. I'm declaring it today. No matter how we feel, no matter what pains, no matter what is hurting, let us take the sword of the word of God today and annihilate the enemy. Let us put so much word on the enemy today that the enemy begins to flee. Let us model and walk into the precepts and the example that Jesus Christ left for us. I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. I pray that it has encouraged you. I pray that if you are saved and a believer, that you remember the benefits of the Lord. Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Cash your benefits in today. I pray that you're listening and you know my relationship with the Lord is not right. I pray that you just repent where you are and ask God to forgive you. Ask God to cleanse you. Commit yourself to the Lord. Acknowledge your sins and receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. We're at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne. Thank you for listening every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here on your radio dial. God bless you and may you walk in victory.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
I don't need fame and fortune. I don't need honorable mentions. I don't need fancy mansion. I don't need it. All I need is faith in you. Faith in you. Believe in what you said. You do. Faith in you. I don't need fancy cars. I don't need to be called a star. I don't need to be where they are. I don't need it, 'cause all I need is faith in you. Faith in you. Believe in what you said. You do.
You say